from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. Happy Monday to you here on Sports Daily. It is Jacob Albrecht. It is Tommy Kester, and we are getting closer and closer to the start of the real football season. But we had a second preseason game underway over the weekend. Everybody threw that for the most part, so we can go through that. We've got Royals, a fantastic weekend if you're a Royals fan. It's all coming your way today. The IHOP hotline is open for you to talk about all of it. 869-1240, that's brought to you by IHOP. Excited to bring back its all-you-can-eat pancakes deal through September 15th. That's where we'll find Jad Chambers today. Thanks for watching us, by the way. If you're watching on any of our video streams, 12 News Connected on X, on YouTube, on Facebook, we appreciate you watching the show. You can always go back on 12 News Connected and watch the shows in the past if you missed anything. You can also go back on the Odyssey app and listen to the show as you drive around if you're not with us live here. We appreciate it. Everybody taking in the show, however it is that they take it in. Glad to be here with you. We're festive this morning because kind of everything went right. You made it through a Chiefs game. You got a behind-the-back pass. Nobody's really big injuries to talk about out of that game. All that's good. And the Royals get a sweep. And Tommy, we're feeling good as we're getting closer to the quote unquote fall season here.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. Glad to be here today, back on a Monday. Busy weekend. A lot of, obviously, you know, talked about the Royals and their sweep, which I know we're going to get into, the Chiefs, the preseason game from them. All of that. I mean, it was busy. It was fun. Hot outside. But a good weekend overall, and glad to be here.
It was. We had a good time. Speaking of hot outside, sweating our butts off on Saturday before the Wind Surge game with the all-ball softball tournament to benefit Shepherd's Way. What a great weekend of events. Tim Tebow was in town to talk about that. Happy to be there with those guys. That was a lot of fun. We'd invite you to check out the Shepherd's Way organization and what they're doing because it's really, really cool, and it all came to a head on Saturday. So if you were out there, thanks for coming. Thanks for supporting that group. Thanks for hanging out with us. And we make our way through it in a great Wind Surge game, as always, right after that. Even though it was hot, that's all right. We had our first big-time, you know, soccer games in the, you know, in the more, I don't even know what you call it, intense maybe, intensive little leagues, and that was supposed to be outside, but they moved us indoors, and it was awesome. We got to be in the air conditioning for that. A little bit of time at the pool. It's, you know, we complain about the heat, but it's going to be gone before we know it. And then we'll get the fall for like a week and a half, and then it'll be really cold, right? That's usually how this works. So I'm not going to complain about it too much, because I hate the cold more than I hate sweating like that. And it's close, but I hate the cold more, especially the older I get. So I'm not excited to see the summer go, but I am excited to get to the fall, because that means we get real football. We're just a couple of weeks now from the start of the college football season. We're a little more than 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL season. The Chiefs are in Ravens prep mode now, Tommy, and we'll get to the Chiefs in the next segment in that second preseason game. But we've also got a playoff baseball chase, and that chase got to looking a whole lot better after the weekend for the Royals. So they do what we say they need to do, which is beat on the bad teams. And they beat Cincinnati. They beat them in three games. They beat them convincingly. Lucas Ercik for president, I think, at this point. Not a save situation yesterday, but he sure saved their butts. Came in and gave them more than an inning again. Bailed them out of a tough situation. They go ahead and secure the sweep, which was fantastic to see. And now it sets up, and you want to keep that momentum going back at home against an even worse team in the Angels. And the best news of the weekend, Tommy, Cleveland drops three in a row. So now the Royals are just three games back in the division and have a pretty good cushion in the wild card. That was a fantastic series for the Royals.
Well, it really was, and it was complete baseball all the way around for Kansas City. It had been a minute since we had really seen that kind of complete outing with both pitching and the bats in the lineup. I mean, they outscored the Reds 28-3 in the three-game set. 28-3. Now, obviously, we know the Royals and their run differential throughout the course of the entire season has been one of the best in Major League Baseball. But when you've got a plus 25 run differential in three games against Cincinnati, I mean, that's going to skyrocket your rankings too when it comes to that. So, all in all, just, you know, an incredibly complete and solid weekend for the Royals. It showed, again, why they are a legitimate contender. It's not fluky. Even though it's been up and down for them, even though there are clear deficiencies with this team, overall, when they can put it all together, they're one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. They put it all together this weekend. And, you know, I don't even know. I know you mentioned Lucas Ercik, you know, and I think that's a fine place to start. But I think that, you know, I don't really know exactly the best place to start overall because of how complete it was. I mean, you can point at the way the bats came alive. You can point at
they were supposed to beat.
You can point at, you know, the starting pitching overall was pretty solid for the most part. And then the bullpen did their job also. Altogether, just a fantastic weekend. And by the way, all three of those games happened on the road. And I know that Cincinnati, they're not world beaters, but, you know, again, the Royals have had issues throughout the course of the season winning on the road with those three games back to back to back. Now all of a sudden Kansas City is over 500 on the road. They had been really bad on the road for a long time. That had been one of the main issues this team had faced, and now they're over 500.
They beat a team that's a not bad. Like when we talk about Cincinnati has a great starting pitching and a lot of really exciting young players. Now they're not going to make the playoffs, but they're not a bad team. The Angels coming up are a bad team. The White Sox are a bad team. Cincinnati's not a bad team. So going on the road and sweeping them is a big deal. And I don't really care what anybody thinks. When they're like, oh, well, they can't beat the good. Nobody can, right? Just beat these teams and set yourself up to make the playoffs. And that's what the Royals did there. And that's why it was so good to see. And you got help elsewhere, right? You know, everybody, you gained ground in both the wild card. You gained ground in the Central Division. You feel good about things. I do think, Tommy, the bullpen is the best place to go. Long was not good yesterday, but Ercik bailed him out. Now, they scored some runs in the ninth inning, so don't be fooled. It was a much more intensive eighth inning, let's call it seventh inning especially. We'll call it seventh inning because that's what it was. The Reds were threatening. They got a run. All of a sudden now, okay, we're in a save situation. And what do you do here? And Ercik came in and got the job done. And then he finished the next inning. And then MacArthur gave him an inning. That's the other thing, too. I'm going to check this. I think that is three or four clean outings in a row for James MacArthur, as they really, really need one more pitcher on the back end. No, that's five clean outings, and it's four out of those five, Tommy. Let's put it this way. In his last five outings, which cover four and two-thirds innings, one hit in those outings, and six strikeouts. So, look, maybe MacArthur can slide back. He's not going to be the closer for this team, but as they really need to find one more guy, as Long has struggled, as Zerpa has struggled, like all the guys that sort of Stratton, Smith, they're all struggling. All of a sudden, maybe MacArthur comes back there with Bubich, and then you get Harvey healthy. Now you got a back of the bullpen. Look, if MacArthur can, if he can kind of regain it, now they have a strong back of the bullpen. And that becomes a weapon, because the starters, I just don't think, are going to take them as consistently deep into games as they did early in the year. So that's really, really good. You know, the lineup is fine. You don't worry about the lineup anymore. It's one of the best lineups in the American League. They just flat hit with runners in scoring position, and they've figured out how to make it work. So that part's been easy. The starting pitching was certainly better there against the Reds. Needed to continue because you've got, you know, Lugo and Reagans. Wouldn't you like to see Lugo come out and just flip and dominate a start here? Like, go eight innings and just shut them down. We know Reagans is fine. We saw Singer bounce back. Lorenzen is going to be what Lorenzen is. It's a big one for Lugo in this series. And we'll get more into the game specifically. But they look, you play the Reds, you get a sweep, everything feels good. I get it. It could turn around quickly. But it doesn't need to turn around in the next three games. Continue the momentum here. And I have not even looked at who Cleveland plays. But take advantage and do not let your foot off the gas. Because remember that stretch we hinted at this Friday. They play 20 straight games against really good teams after this. They have got to take advantage and continue to take advantage of this opportunity in front of them right now on the schedule.
Well, they're also back home today, and they're taking on an Angels team that is, you know, faltering. They're sputtering towards the end of the season. And so, I mean, you like the Royals, I think, to carry on the momentum that they built over the weekend. And really, even going back to the finale against Minnesota on Thursday before they ended up, you know, starting and ultimately sweeping the Reds over the weekend. You mentioned James MacArthur. Want to mention him very quickly. I'm okay with a role for him where he is not the guy that they hand the ball to close out games, because that's a lot of pressure on a guy who had never been in that position before. And, you know, really, yeah, has electric stuff, but really, you know, kind of up and down as far as his consistency. If you can get him into a role where there's a little bit less pressure, slightly less pressure on his shoulders, where, you know, he's not going to be the pitcher that the Royals call on to end games, and he can be a little bit more consistent in the seventh, eighth inning, I'm perfectly okay with that role for him to be carved out that way if he's able to execute in that role. And I think he can, because that's going to be a little bit less pressure on his shoulders. As far as the lineup is concerned, I am going to submit my application right now to be the president of the Vinny Pasquantino fan club. Pasquantino has been so overlooked this season when you're talking about, because, you know, you're going to get overshadowed by Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez. Vinny Pasquantino has the fourth most RBIs in Major League Baseball this year. He's got 92 RBIs. And it's probably the quietest 92 RBIs that any player has ever had, ever. He just continually is able to get out there and deliver and drive in those runs. And we've talked about the middle of the lineup overall for Kansas City, but really specifically Vinny Pasquantino. I think the role that he has filled with this team is invaluable because he's not getting the, you know, accolation that the other two guys are.
Think about the Pasquatch, too, this way. You remember how bad it was to start the year? Like, bad. Like real bad. Couldn't do anything. Like, his walks were good, and that was it. Just continuously struggling in big moments. Couldn't come. Like, that happened for a while. So much so that it was to the point where we at least pondered, or at least I did. I'm like, well, what if the Mets made Pete Alonso available? Would you trade Pasquantino to get some help in the middle of the lineup? And then quickly, as he turned it around, it's not just that he turned it around. He has been scalding hot ever since. You don't pile up these numbers with that kind of a start without, I mean, it's even exponentially more impressive what he's done lately. He and Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez, and I think they're still there. At least they were at some point last week. Three of the five best hitters in the American League with runners in scoring position are those three guys. If you're doing that, it doesn't matter nearly as much what everybody else is doing. Because more often than not, when you get the opportunity with those three guys, they're going to get you something out of it. And so, yeah, he's getting overlooked because of Bobby Witt Jr. There's no question. Salvador Perez is getting overlooked because of Bobby Witt Jr., which seems silly to say. Salvador Perez is going to be a Hall of Famer. They're all being overlooked because of Bobby Witt Jr., as he, by the way, had another home run last night that was robbed on an incredible play in the outfield by the Reds. Like, what he's doing is overshadowing everybody, but that doesn't take away from the fact that three of the most productive hitters in the American League, three of, let's call it, the top six or seven most productive hitters in the league, hell, you could say Major League Baseball, reside in the middle of the Royals lineup. And they're going to be there for a while, too. When you've got that sort of production in the middle, the Royals in these off seasons, it doesn't take nearly as much to go find your Hunter Renfros and those types of players to supplement the middle of the lineup. They'll attack the leadoff spot in the off season. They will. But it's just been fantastic to see. And that's the other thing about this, that we haven't talked about this really since the very beginning of the season. But like, as we are hyper-focused on this season, as we should be, this is shaping up to be a roster that has some staying power. Even though the farm system isn't very good, that's okay, because they don't need a whole lot, in theory, next year to continue this momentum. Like, that's going to take some time to redevelop, but they can make minor moves in free agency to continue this. So it's very good to see the bullpen is getting stronger. My goodness, how fortuitous would it be if MacArthur could regain some ability to pitch late in a game for them? And then you look at it and it's like, okay, the team doesn't really have any holes now, because that's the hole, right? The bridge to Ursig is the hole at this point. If they don't have that, they can play. They can hang. Six straight series after this Angels series, Tommy. Six straight series against teams that will be in the postseason. That's what the Royals will have after this Angels series. And we'll talk about the urgency on the Angels series. But again, as great as the weekend was, if you expect them to go any more than 500 in those six series, you're probably being unreasonable. They have got to take advantage.
Okay, so look, going back to the middle of the lineup, you know, all three of those guys, Bobby Witt, Salvador Perez, and Vinny Pasquantino, all three of them are on pace to hit 100 or more RBIs at the end of this season. And I don't take that lightly. It's been a quarter of a century since the last time the Royals have had three players that have had 100 or more RBIs. You have to go all the way back to the 2000 season when they had Mike Sweeney, Joe Randa, and Jermaine Dye. All three of those guys had more than 100 RBIs on the season. It's been a long time. This sort of thing is rarefied air for the Royals. And so you've got...
Let's just real quick on an asterisk to that. In that era of Major League Baseball, there were a lot of players that had 100 RBI.
There were. And yeah, that team, by the way, also had Johnny Damon and Carlos Beltran, who did not have 100 RBIs on the season. So, I mean, they had a fairly potent lineup back then in the year 2000. They still finished that year under 500. But I don't take it lightly because of how rare it's been for the Royals to have that productive of a middle of a lineup offensively, with three guys that are able basically night in and night out. And you can usually pick one of the three, if not multiple of the three, being the guy that is driving the bus, as the Royals broadcast team might say, driving in the runs, you know, being able to be the productive ones in the lineup. And so from there, yeah, you've got other areas in the lineup that, you know, probably are, you know, still at this point not ideal. Leadoff is still not ideal. It's not going to be ideal as the season rolls on and we get into the postseason. But the Royals have been able to compensate for the deficiencies in their lineup with how productive those three guys, Witt, Perez, and Pasquantino, have been.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's incredible. Chris sent us this on X, and it's a really good tweet from, or post, from Jeff Passan, ESPN. You're looking at a Major League Baseball season where there are no teams running away with it. It doesn't look like there's a team that's going to get to 100 wins. Last time we saw that was in 2014. Good year for the Royals, right? Same trend that he points out with run differential. There just is not a dominant team this year. There's not right now. And that should encourage you, I think, if you're a Royals fan. In a year where it's really muddy, in a year where there are a lot of really good teams, which I think made the trade deadline pretty tricky to navigate, which we talked about a lot, that's an opportunity when you, and this isn't the first time we've said this, and I believe it wholeheartedly. Like, when you consider every facet of the game, all facets, is there a roster out there right now that you would definitively say is a better roster than Kansas City when you consider starting rotation, lineup, and now bullpen, which has certainly gotten stronger? If there are, it's not by much.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of teams. I mean, you know, I probably Baltimore from top to bottom is, I maybe take over Kansas City. New York is really top heavy. They've got some clear deficiencies as well, and they've cooled off quite a bit from the way they started the year. Houston's come on strong as of late, but they've got deficiencies also. I'd probably say Baltimore would be, if I had to pick a team, probably be Baltimore. But again, doesn't take anything away from the Royals because they do have, I mean, they're right up there too. Like, there's not a, as you pointed out, a dominant team right now in Major League Baseball.
It's been great. I mean, you go through all of it. Only the Phillies. Well, the Mariners, if you think the Mariners could get there, the Mariners and the Phillies are the only teams in baseball with starting pitchers better than the Royals so far. That's it. You know, and when you talk about middle of the lineups, you'll certainly take the Royals over the Mariners, and I'll put them right there with anybody. With anybody. So it's been really, really cool. Royals are cooking. They're cooking here, and we'll see if they can keep it going. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk Chiefs. We'll get back to the Royals. Don't worry, Royals fans. The Chiefs get through the second preseason game. I mean, is that perfect for a preseason game? It's pretty close to it because they are ready now to prepare for Baltimore with everything they needed to see really accomplished, I think. So we'll talk about that. Some razzle-dazzle from 15 again. By the way, all that baseball coverage you just heard, it's brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Sports Daily coming right back. We'll talk a little Chiefs football next. checking, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Thank you to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up with some great coffee and all the Odyssey family. All right, Jad's got some Chiefs audio cuts. I don't even know what the score was. I don't really care. But the Chiefs make it through the second preseason game with nothing significant coming of it. I mean, that's what you want, right? They got the work in that the coaches deemed they needed to get in, and there's not really anything to take away. I mean, we'll look at it, but the big thing that people are talking about, of course, is a behind-the-back pass from Patrick Mahomes. So Jad's got that audio. So what you'll hear is the radio call of that play, and then Mahomes talking about it and Kelce talking about it after the game. So let's get that for you, ready to roll. Home of the Chiefs, of course, over on KNSS, where you'll hear them all season long. Our conversations with Dan Israel will begin very soon as it pertains to the Chiefs and we get ready for the Ravens. But here's that audio from the game on Saturday of the play everybody's talking about.
Third down, long two, short three at the Lion 33. 3-0 Kansas City. Steele gets it. No, they're going to fake it to him. They get it to Kelce on that RPO fake. Great run. And he throws it behind his back. Mahomes has been practicing this at camp. Everybody's wanting him to do it. He just did it for 9 yards. He did one at the goal line at St. Joseph that was absolutely perfect as Mahomes did it again, just on a point.
We had a play called where it was an RPO play and Travis was supposed to run an out route. We had the leverage we wanted. I should have known because he asked me what he had as he was motioning over. You can see him kind of look back at me. But I thought I told him and it was going to be open, so I pulled it and then he wasn't out there, so I was going to run for it, and of course he was blocking, and then he's turned around, and I just threw it to him. So wasn't how it was drawn up, but I always told you it has to happen naturally. I can't like force it, and I did it, and then I actually forgot about it, and then that like as the game went on, they asked me about it. I was like, oh yeah, it probably looked pretty cool, but I haven't actually got to see it yet.
All right, I know it's been in the works for a while. You guys got the behind the back pass in the
playbook.
Still
doesn't count unless it does in a real game.
Okay, so it's not counting yet, but you had to practice it, right?
He's been doing that for a long time. It's just it's fun that he can come out here, play that loose, and be able to do stuff like that. That's why we love Pat Mahomes, right?
It's kind of funny. Coach has almost encouraged it, hasn't he?
Well, I don't know about encourage it. I think I think everybody wanted to see it, and obviously Pat's the best quarterback in the league and one of the best to ever play this game. So the more he can do, the more fun he has out there on the field, the better we play.
You know, what's wild about it, I think, Tommy, is it's razzle dazzle. And I think people think, because I don't think this way, but I think like, and maybe, you know, Chiefs fans less so, but I think the general public thinks like they'll do that just to be funny and cool and like, oh, look what I can do. That ain't it. Like that particular thing allows them to do something on a play that they might not. It's real. And I think that's what you heard out of Mahomes. I don't know if he actually didn't forget. I mean, who knows? But I really do think like there are things that allows them to do. We notice now, and I don't know if Mahomes was the first to do the no-look pass. It's certainly the first we noticed it. But now there are quarterbacks all across the league doing no-look passes, right? It's a weapon. It's an asset to be able to do it, to look off the defense. This is the same thing. It's almost like an enhanced version of the, you know, that little shovel pass thing in the middle that they do to Kelce. This is an even more dangerous version of that because now you've got misdirection involved in it. So I think it's a real play. I mean, I think it's cool and everything, just like everybody else does. Not everybody could do it, certainly. But I don't think it's just them out there screwing around. You know, I think it's legitimately a way to enhance a play that has worked for them in short yardage.
Aren't we at a point now also in Patrick Mahomes' career where nothing he does surprises us anymore? Like, you know, I watched the video and I it's fantastic. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not trying to downplay it. I'm not trying to say that it's not cool because it absolutely is. But used to be that I'd see something like that and be like, oh my God. That's just... And now I'm just like, oh yeah, it's Patrick Mahomes. You know, like it's amazing. It's so cool. Like nobody else is doing that sort of thing and having the kind of success with it. Now, whether or not it makes its way into an actual regular season game, I think time will tell. But yeah, just these sort of things don't, it's not that they don't blow me away anymore. It's just I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised, you know, that he's able to do that. And we've seen him do those sort of things in practice. And of course, you know, they talked about it and, you know, that happened in training camp and that sort of thing up in St. Joe. But it just, that sort of thing now is just kind of, the expected, expect the unexpected from a guy like Patrick Mahomes. And that's what makes, on top of everything else, it's so difficult to defend him, because defensive coordinators and defensive players around the league, they know that by now. They've caught on to that. Expect the unexpected with number 15. It makes it so hard to game plan for, because it just defies any kind of logic that, you know, or conventional wisdom that we've learned over the decades in the National Football League. It's something that is so rare that nobody can plan for it.
It was the thing people talk about, and it's obviously not the thing that actually matters that much. So let's get into the game a little bit. We were at a charity event, but we've gone back and kind of watched a little bit, watched the starters, watched the highlights, the backups, all these things. I think you saw what you wanted to see in it. When I say that, because you got a good amount of reps from Worthy, right? Like, Worthy got reps. He had the long touchdown. He showed off his explosive nature, which, you know, will be a weapon for this team. He and Rice together got a lot of reps, which I do think is important right now. Mahomes, you know, threw 14 passes. Don't really care what he does. He'll be fine. Carson Wentz looked fine. They kind of be nice if in the short term he could be their backup. I'm curious to see if they carry three quarterbacks. And for me, like, Pacheco played, he had one carry. Great. I'm not an offensive lineman, you know, savant. I've seen some people review Sua Mataia. And by the way, we're going to say Sua Mataia, or at least I am. Sua Mataia, I get it. Sua Mataia rolls off the tongue. There's no offense intended there. It's just faster to say it that way. By all accounts, by people that track that stuff, he looked good or fine, you know, at least whatever. So no concerns there. And they made it out without injury. Tommy, it's perfect. They lost the game. Who cares? It was just about perfect for what you'd want to see, at least out of the starters in the preseason.
Yeah, from a running back perspective, I mean, I still think that that's a little bit of a mess outside of Isaiah Pacheco. Denarik Prince got a good amount of carries. He had a 40-yard run, but his other six carries, he gained 6 yards on those other six carries. So kind of pedestrian for him outside of the one long run that he was able to break off. Carson Steele looks to be legitimate. He looks like he could be somebody that could fill a variety of roles for Kansas City. He had, a good impact on special teams. He got a handful of carries, played fullback some, blocked pretty well. It's kind of that Swiss Army knife a little bit, and it's a role that we haven't seen the Chiefs have anybody in for a while now. There have been people that have done individual things that Carson Steele is doing. Like, for instance, they don't have Blake Bell on the roster anymore. Blake Bell was a really good blocker. Carson Steele could be potentially that blocker to kind of take over that role. They haven't had a fullback since Anthony Sherman. Obviously, Carson Steele could be that guy. Provide some depth, even as a tailback, you know, could potentially do that from time to time as well. He looks like he is the real deal. He looks like somebody that has probably solidified an active roster spot on this team going into the season. I don't know how big of an impact he'll actually make when we get into the regular season, but I do think he's done enough to solidify a roster spot. Wide receivers, Kadarius Toney needs to be out the door. It's not going to work. He's not there. I said on Friday I thought that he would be the guy that would be cut. I know that they gave up a decent amount to get him when they traded for him. He hasn't shown anything. His very first snap in the preseason, he was called for a double penalty. I don't even know how that happens, but it was like offensive holding and illegal formation. He got called for that. The very first snap that he was on the field, he finished with one catch, -4 yards. He had one punt return that was the shortest punt return that anybody had for the Chiefs the entire day. I don't know what else you need to see from Kadarius Toney. That experiment should be done. I think it has been for a while. But then really what we saw from him on Saturday tells me that there's really not any room for him on that roster. And they've got, you know, a handful of other wide receivers that can definitely be, fill that role and be that depth piece that Toney was, I think, expected to be.
Austin chimes in on our YouTube feed saying essentially the same thing. What is he providing them? I don't know. The thing that is interesting about his situation, there are probably a lot of teams where that sort of upside is enticing enough to stick around. It's interesting to think about how teams might think about that, And we'll have that decision. And yeah, probably that wasn't the performance to give the coaches confidence. You could, you know, like they don't need him to really do anything except be a gadget guy. But they brought back Mecole Hardman, who is essentially that same player, right? Like they don't need and quite frankly don't want Tony to be one of their go-to receivers. They really don't need him to be either, because they have now Worthy and Hollywood Brown soon. So at best, if you were counting on him, he's your fourth receiver and your fifth pass. So
don't you think, and I know that when we talked about this on Friday, I listed, I think, three receivers that, you know, I felt like one of them was going to get cut, and I thought it was going to be Tony. And I'm not saying that you're a Kadarius Tony defender by any means, but don't you think, though, that at worst, a player should not contribute at all? Like that, like if you're going to look at like, okay, the ceiling is here, the floor is here, as long as you're just like not doing anything, that's better than actively hurting the team when you're out on the field.
Yes.
And Tony is at a point, and he has been, where he's actively harming the team when he's on the field.
Yeah.
Like if it was just a situation where like he's either not out there, or when he is out there, he's not making an impact. He's not doing anything positive, but he's not doing anything negative either. That's one thing. That's kind of how I feel about Sky Moore, at least right now. He's not really doing anything, but he's not actively harming the team. Kadarius Toney.
He's a true backup right now.
Kadarius Toney is actively hurting the Chiefs when he's on the field.
100% agree, and that's why it becomes an interesting decision. I think they would like to keep him to only use, right, in specific. Like this is Tony, but the problem with that, the problem with that is, well, I know what it is. They would like him to be a set designed gadget play, get the ball in his hand. But the problem with that is he is actively harming you or doing that one thing poorly. And he's continuing this trend of unreliability when he's not, you know, when we're not playing a game, that he's almost making it impossible for them to even do that. So if that's, you know, if that's ultimately his role, because I think it was going to be at one point, we'll see if they're still willing to give it a shot. They've never thought Tony was going to come into this season and be like this massive contributor to the offense. I think they brought him in to strictly do a couple of trick play type of Andy Reid, mad scientist things, and that's it. They're just not going to.
He can't even do that at this point. That's the issue.
That's that, right. And so now it's like, okay, well, if he can't do that, why is he here? And so, but the other part of it is they also don't need him or anybody in that spot either. Like there's no pressure at the seventh wide receiver or even the sixth, because Watson is your fill in probably at any position. And then they're going to go and figure. And then you still have Mecole Hardman, who as a return man is what they want, but he's been a part of the offense before.
Yeah.
So it's like, They really don't. They have room to take the risk, but they don't need to take the risk. So I don't know what they do. I think by their language, they're probably going to let him go.
Yeah,
but I won't be surprised or stunned if they don't.
And for me, if they cut him, honestly, it's addition by subtraction. I actually feel better about the wide receiver room if he's not on the depth chart. Because again, it's not just that he's not contributing at all. When he is, when he's out on the field, it's not even a contribution. He's hurting the team. And so I feel actually, my level of trust in the overall wide receiver group goes up slightly if Kadarius Toney isn't even on the team.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I just don't really, honestly, I don't really care, because I don't think he's going to impact
I do,
much.
Because there have been so many times where he has negatively impacted the team. So it's like,
yeah,
if you're not going to put him in those situations, don't even have him on the team.
Right. And you know, at some point, you're just going to have to cut your losses. They've drafted well enough in other places that you can swallow the fact that they have not been able to get wide receiver, and you hope that it's Worthy. And it's very clear what Worthy's value is. I mean, he is making plays at the NFL. I don't care if it's against backups. Those are NFL caliber backups getting torched on a quick go route. And that's what he brings to an offense now. That really gets you excited about what Mahomes could do to finally open things up is just, you know, be able to utilize these new weapons he has. But it was a great performance. We can continue it. We'll wrap up the first hour with it. I want to get into anything else we're seeing out of the preseason. I'll tell you what I'm seeing. And again, I'm not as locked in as I will be in the regular season. All these rookie quarterbacks look pretty good, and that doesn't always happen in the preseason. Do we think there's, like, is there a chance that they're all good? I think there is. And then Pittsburgh's got an interesting situation to get through. We'll do it all. We'll talk more about the Royals, get you ready for that Angels series. On the way out here, let's set up our HTO giveaway. If you want to win a free iced tea, more than 20 flavors available for you, and some free rain coffee, iced hot, all your coffee drinks, HTO has you covered at any of the metro locations, East or West Wichita or in Derby. You can win one of each right now by texting the keyword T, T-E-A, to the short code 20357. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Glad to be here with you on Sports Daily. It's Albrock and Caster. It's a fun Monday. It's fun Monday when things go that well for the teams you cover over the weekend. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. 36 holes of golf, it's go time, Tommy. We've got all three kids now in school. And I don't know what I was just talking to my wife during the commercial break as our son starts kindergarten today, and we're pretty bummed about that. And like I was like, I you know, during these commercial breaks, I can't like come out and hear about whatever random adventure or get like, you know, bargaining power to play like 15 minutes of Switch. I'm like, that's really strange. Like, what do we do? Well, I may try to get over to Crestview now and play some daytime golf and not just nighttime golf, like before TV and in that little gap that I have. Maybe I can do that now. But Crestview has 36 holes to do it on, which will make it a little easier to find those tee times. If you were like a golf savant, that's got to be the best thing about Crestview versus the competition in town, is the ease of which you can get a tee time because there are 36 holes of golf.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been at Crestview for, I don't know, 7 years or so. And I don't know if I've ever not been able to get on the golf course within a couple of hours, you know, of wanting to be on there on one of them. And that's one of the benefits there is that, you know, you've got choices and, you know, I know that there are a lot of places where you've got to like make a tee time a week in advance or 2 weeks in advance or whatever, just to make sure that you get on. And there's a lot of times where it's pretty easy to just hop out there on a whim and find an opportunity to go out and play. So yeah, the weather is going to get to the point to where it's going to be beautiful to golf. I'm jealous if you can get out and play sometime during the week, during the day. I was looking at my calendar this morning and trying to come up with like, what does this week look like? Is there any opportunity that I can sneak out? And it just doesn't look like that's going to be realistic for me.
There's not much for me. So I have to combine both, like, cause there's get the tee time. There may be one day a week where I don't have something right after this to like some sort of meeting or whatever. But give Crestview a call. They got all kinds of good stuff. Even when the weather turns bad, give them a call. Check it out. We appreciate their support.
It was a great pool weekend, by the way, too, with, you know, how hot it was. It was great.
I was at the pool. It was fantastic. So Rick brings up an interesting, and this is sort of what I mean. And I'm glad Rick said this on our YouTube feed. We're talking about the wide receiver room, and this is going to have to bleed into the second hour. He agrees about Tony. Don't forget, though, about the Eagles Super Bowl, his punt return and touchdown catch. Don't forget about the play from Kelsey if he doesn't line up offsides, obviously, which is part of the problem. But what happened after that, right? Like I can't ever help but think about how much slack Mahomes and Kelsey have been willing to give him because they know how dynamic he can be if he's not actively hurting you or his head. I don't know what the reason is, but when it is there, they're very fond of it. And so that's why, like, I don't think it's quite as simple as it might be in normal. Now they look,
it's gotten worse
and it's snowballing it's getting away from him. But that little element that still does exist, why they were willing to give up what they gave in the first place, and the fact that they just don't need him to do anything if they did keep him on the roster. Like, he could just sit there. I just don't know. And let's talk about this after the second hour, because this is really what it comes down to. Like, if Hollywood is back quickly, what do they need their sixth or seventh receiver to do? Like, who would you keep ahead of him because of what they do? That's, I think, what becomes the question for that specific decision. We'll talk about that on the other side. 869-1240 is the IHOP hotline. You can chime in on the conversation because I don't have a strong take either way. I'm just curious about it, I think. I'm curious to see. I know what Tommy thinks. He thinks he'd be gone. But I'm wondering if that's a universal thought at this point, or if there are people more reserved with just kind of wanting to see it. We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll get to some of the other storylines across the NFL as well, as we're basically through the important part of the preseason here. That's all coming for you on Sports Daily. Don't go away.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.